الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى has blessed this ummah in various ways. As soon as the moon is sighted for Eid, most of the people rejoice it's Eid now after Ramadan. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, my joy is that now the mausam, the season of Hajj, Ashhur-e-Hajj have come in now. Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, these are the months of Hajj. And the season comes in by sighting the moon for Shawwal. So it is joy and happiness, and a person must feel that joy and he must express that happiness that Allah has given us Eid. But the bigger Eid is now going to Baytullah Sharif and meet Allah Ta'ala. Allah is calling towards his house, for which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali quotes a beautiful poem, ke suna hai ke tere dar par tere aashiqon ka hujum hoga. We have heard that your lovers are going to be gathering at your threshold at Kaaba Sharif. Agar ijazat ho, to main bhi unme shamil ho jaun. If there is permission, oh Allah, make me also one of them. To go on a special occasion when your beloved is having a special function, and he's calling all people from everywhere. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَعْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ذَامِرِ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. That all the people of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam give adhan, announced for the people to come for Hajj. So this is that occasion that Allah has given idhne aam, general permission for everyone come for Hajj. And Allah Ta'ala is calling, and Hajj also really is the climax of ibadat. First a person must work on his iman, he must strengthen his iman, he must have correct iman, and he must strengthen his iman. Then his ibadat must also be corrected, his muamalat, business dealings, his earnings must be correct, all his money matters must be correct with everyone, and then his muasharat, his social life with everyone must also be corrected at home, with family, with friends, with neighbors, with whoever he associates. That's also an important aspect of deen. And then his akhlaq also, his character must also be corrected. He must have patience, tolerance, he must not have anger in him, pride in him, jealousy in him, all those things also. Then the cherry on the top comes now, that now Allah calls you for Hajj. Though when Hajj is for us, a person has to go. Even if he did not learn the masail of Hajj, and Hajj is one of the most easiest ibadat. Al-Hajju Al-Wukufu, Hajj is wukuf in Arafat. And if you are in Arafat, even if you are in an unconscious state, but during that time, on the 9th of Zulhijjah, from Fajr time until sunset, from Zawal time until sunset, if you are in Arafat, your Hajj is made. The Hajj, the greatest faridah of Hajj is wukuf of Arafat. So, but actually, of course, we all know a person who learns the masail of Hajj, and not only the masail, the fadail also, the virtues of Hajj also, the adab and etiquette also, the history of Hajj also, and the manner of performing Hajj according to Sunnah. A person who learns that and then he goes for Hajj, his Hajj has got great value and it brings a tremendous change in his life. Otherwise, it perhaps just be reduced to a formality just to fulfill one's faraz, a person is going. So a person should, in other words, even if Hajj is still not faraz on him, he should be learning for Hajj and be prepared for it. That the day the Hajj becomes faraz, and now with the different all rules, you need your, you have to be accredited, all those rules which have come, but you must be ready. When your opportunity and your turn comes, you are ready with missile also and with the preparation, and you have completed your deen. And Hajj is the completion of your deen on top. And the last ibadat which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled was the ibadat of Hajj. So actually that should be the procedure. But whenever Hajj, the call is made, and if Hajj is farz on you, you should go to perform your Hajj. So there is a great, great ibadat. And this ibadat, Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala refers to one aspect of it. In the awwal baytu wadi'a linnas, the very first house that was kept for the benefit of mankind. The first house, whether it is the first building on the surface of the earth, according to riwayat, was the Kaaba Sharif. Or whether it is the first building for the worship of Allah Ta'ala. That is a masjid. It was the Kaaba Sharif. So, and Allah had the foundations put by the Malaika even before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world. So Allah is inviting towards his house. Wudi'a linnas, and it has been placed there for the benefit of mankind. And so there are great, great benefits attached with Kaaba Sharif. And going to Kaaba Sharif, and a person fulfills the respects and the adab of Kaaba Sharif, he gets all those benefits. A person who has studied the history of Kaaba Sharif and the adab, he will know, he will admire and know the value of Kaaba Sharif. Otherwise, it will be just a building there. If he did not learn anything, it is just a building that has got no outward attraction. But if he knows the details of Hajj and the Kaaba Sharif, he will find great, great attraction, and what a magnetic force the Kaaba Sharif will be for that person. وَذِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةِ is the one that is in Makkah, which is in Makkah Sharif. Either Makkah and Bakkah are the same words, or Makkah refers to the city of Makkah and Bakkah refers to the Haram itself. So that is that house which Allah has placed there, the very first building, and it will be the last building on the surface of the earth. When close to Qiyamah, the Kaaba Sharif will also be destroyed. And when the Kaaba Sharif is destroyed, then the world, life on the world will cease to exist. It will come to an end. So in other words, we can understand that the beginning of the Kaaba is the beginning of for humanity and the needs of humanity. All the needs, dunya's needs also are being fulfilled by the barakat of the Kaaba Sharif. And the religious needs are also fulfilled by the barakat of the Kaaba Sharif. And when Qiyamah has to come, the Kaaba will be destroyed. And when the Kaaba won't be there, the needs of mankind won't be there, won't be so fulfilled either. So blessed is the Kaaba Sharif. By the barakat of it is the existence of the world. By the barakat of it is the existence of our deen. And how much more the etiquette and adab of Hajj are fulfilled, so much more will there be barakat for mankind. So this is that house which Allah has placed for such great benefit for mankind. لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ It is a place full of barakat also. In every aspect Allah has put barakat. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the history of Kaaba Sharif, if a person knows that Allah, he was in Iraq, and then he made hijrat, he went to Sham, which was the bigger area of Syria, of Palestine, Jordan, all these areas was Sham. And then from there Allah commanded him to go to Kaaba Sharif as well. And there he, Allah commanded him to leave his wife and little baby, milk suckling baby Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he left them there, then Allah tabaraka ta'ala sent him to visit also from time to time. Finally, when the child Ismail alayhi salam came to the age of puberty, he became to his senses. Allah commanded them to build the Kaaba Sharif. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ They built the Kaaba Sharif, and a great achievement which Allah was extremely pleased with. And then Allah said, وَعَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ O Ibrahim, give adhan, announce, tell people to come and visit my house. which we call the Hajj, is the visit to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Call them all, give them izn-e-am, a general permission that people must come. When that was done, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh Allah, yeah, in Makkah Sharif, where there isn't a blade of grass growing, where there is no vegetation, where there is no water, where there is nothing, how will the people, how will my voice reach the people? Yeah, there is nobody. I'm going to make the announcement here. And there is no one here, not even a drop of water, not even a blade of grass." Allah Ta'ala said, "O Ibrahim, you do what you have to do, what I say. You announce it, and my work will be to convey it." And Allah conveyed it in such a way that not only the people who were existing that time in the world, but who were in Alam-e-Arwah, who were still not even born, only the arwah were there. And till Qiyamah, all the arwah, the souls, the ruh that were going to come, Allah made them all here. And whoever said labbaik, and how many times they said labbaik, when they come in this world, Allah makes the means for them to go for Hajj. So this is that great ibadat that Allah Ta'ala has called people. So it is a place mubarakan, a place of great, great barakat. Wahudan, and it is a place of hidayat. If a person prepares, therefore, ulama, mashayikh say, before going to Hajj, go to a sheikh and correct your life, make your islah, and then go for Hajj, and then see how you will benefit. A group of people, murids of a certain sheikh, were going for Nafil Hajj. He saw them going. He asked them, "Where are you people going?" They said, "We're going for Hajj." He asked, "Do you know the owner of the house? Do you know Allah Ta'ala?" They say, "No, we don't know him. We haven't got ma'rifat, recognition of Allah Ta'ala. We only know his name is Allah. But what his qualities are, who is he, that all we don't know." So he said, "Stay by me for 1 year. Let me first introduce you and let me make you ashna. Let me make you aware who is Allah, whose house you are going to. You are going to visit somebody's house, but you only know it's Mr. So-and-so, or Haji so-and-so, or Maulana so-and-so, but you don't know all his good qualities, that he's extremely generous also, he's extremely kind also, he's extremely merciful also. You don't know all that, you won't benefit from it just by going, and you just know that he's so-and-so. So if you know who Allah is, and you know Allah has called me, and you are going to his house, and he has called you for a purpose." Ulama have written, one of the main purposes of going for Hajj, Allah is calling you to make dua from him, to take from him. So one of my ustads, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that when you go for Hajj, then how we go for shopping, and we make a shopping list. I must buy this also, I must buy this, I must do this work, I must do this work, I'm going to town, I must get all my work done. Just like that, you must make a dua list. So that when you leave Arafat, that thought mustn't enter your heart that I forgot to make dua for this. In other words, you exhausted yourself, Allah called you to ask of him. And now that you are there, don't miss out anything. And you make a mental note, you can forget. So make a note and have a list ready that all these things I have to make dua for. Dua for our deen, for our children, for our family, for the whole ummah, for the whole of mankind. Dua for our dunya, that we live with comfort and ease. We are safe from accidents, we are safe from illnesses, we are safe from mishappenings, etc. All that. How many du'as a person has to make? So you must exhaust yourself in du'a. So du'a Hajj, one great aspect of Hajj is du'a. Allah is calling you, "I want to give you. I'm calling you because I want to give you." So ask and open your heart and ask. And you can get tired asking me, but I won't get tired giving you. I will just keep on giving you as much as you ask. So that is one great aspect. So ask for hidayat also. This is the house of hidayat. Allah made the Kaaba Sharif the center of hidayat, markaz of hidayat. Every Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, together with his ummah, they made Hajj. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in the last year of his life, he also made Hajj. And he went with the Sahaba Ikram, approximately 124,000. All were invited, come. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is going for Hajj. So this is that completion of Deen was completed and it was crowned with Hajj on top of it. So like that we should live our lives also. We should acquire all the masail and all the haqaiq, the realities of Hajj, the history of Hajj, the adab of Hajj, and then go and make Hajj. So it is a very great ibadat. And then further Allah says, Mubarakaw wa hudan lil alameen. It is for the entire universe. Not only lil muslimin, it is in a place of hidayat and barakat for muslimin. But it is lil alameen. In which way? Now the rest of the people, non-Muslims, are not permitted to enter Haram of Makkah. And they, or the Haram of Medina, they are not allowed to enter. So how does it become a place of hidayat? The people, who, if they have prepared accordingly, and from where they are leaving from their homes, in our times, at the airports, if the character is such that they show Islamic character, Islamic brotherhood, etc. The, all the people sitting around, who are these people? Where are they going? You can see they are different people. Oh, they're going for Hajj. What is Hajj? And it becomes a source of hidayat for them. Namaz time, they are calling out Adhan and they are making namaz. Who are these people bowing down, prostrating themselves? Oh, these are Muslims. What a beautiful form of ibadat they have been given. We don't realize, but this ibadat of ours, ibadat of namaz, is a great, great ibadat and it has a great effect on any person who has got Allah in his heart. And many non-Muslims also in their heart, they have got love for their Creator. Christians also, Hindus also, and how to express that love when they see this is the form. And that is also one reason a person stays with a sheikh, that he sees how the sheikh expresses his love for Allah Ta'ala. What connection he has got, then that comes into us also. So this ibadat of, the haji, if he has prepared himself, and he has got all those five branches of deen which I had mentioned. Aqaida also there, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq. And he is going for Hajj now. The whole world is seeing where is he going. Whichever towns and cities he passes through, either you fly directly to Jeddah or to Medina Sharif, or sometimes you are going via Dubai, you are going via Cairo, whichever way, Istanbul, whichever way, everywhere people are seeing you, your character. So in this way it is hudal lil alameen. And when you return again from there, not that you are returning with TV sets with you, not that you are returning with videos from there, but you are returning not only the zamzam water and the khajur, but now your life has changed. You went for Hajj, you went for ziyarat of Medina Sharif, of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. You tried and practiced on the sunnats and you brought sunnat lifestyle within you. You brought the commands of Allah within you. Now when you are returning, you are busy making namaz. You are not shaving your beard now. You are not worried of your shirt and pants. You are wearing, you are dressing according to sunnat. People are seeing these are hajis returning again. And when you come to your country, you bring barakat from there. When the people of Aad, they did not respond to the call of the Nabi, and they rejected his call. Then Allah Ta'ala, as a punishment to remind them, sent droughts upon them, that they should take a lesson. They went to the Nabi, they said, please make dua, you are a pious person, Allah accepts your duas. We are suffering, there are droughts, there isn't food, our animals are suffering, we are suffering. So he said, it's a straightforward matter, not really a matter of me making dua. You believe in Allah, you fulfill his commandments, and Allah will send plenty to you. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَأَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Why don't you return to Allah? Obey Him. Become His sincere and obedient servants. Allah will give you plenty in everything. Allah will give you. They say, oh, this Nabi got too much conditions. He got too much nakhra, too much mizaj in him. He wants us to do this and that. We got Baytullah Sharif. We will go to Baytullah and we ourselves, we will ask Allah Ta'ala. So they set out, they made a delegation. Go to Baytullah Sharif and go and make a dua for us there. They went out on the way. It was a long journey, and in those days, no, you sit in a jumbo jet and you land in Jeddah. No, they had to go in the caravan of the camels, etc. They had to stop many places, spend nights, etc. So one place where they stopped at an inn, a lodge, there was music carrying on, there were women dancing, there was singing carrying on, people were drinking wine and liquor, those women were selling themselves, and they got involved in all this. They in the dancing and in the singing and in the womanizing and the whining and dining, they got involved in this. And they forgot what they were, what their community sent them for. One of the singing girls, she sang in her song and she said, what is the condition of those people who their community sent them to go and make dua at Kaaba Sharif? And they got involved in all this kind of things. And they forgot for what they were being sent. Then they became conscious. They said, oh, oh, we were sent to go to Kaaba and make dua. Where we got involved in all this. Very similarly today, all the hajis who go and people who go for Umrah are really ambassadors of their country and of their towns. Whoever goes is an ambassador, and he has to make dua for his town people. He has to make dua for his family people. He has to make dua for his country people. How many of us even do that? And then also, if those who are conscious, we get caught up in the shopping malls, we get caught up in the restaurants, we get caught up in buying all things and bringing home this present and bringing home that present, we also forget for what we are sent. And therefore we don't see the barakat of Hajj and the benefits. If those people who are going for Hajj and Umrah, if they go and fulfill their duties which they had to be doing, then they will make this duas to Allah. Anyway, they reached Kaaba Sharif. Now they made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah showed them three clouds and asked them, which cloud you want for your people? One was a white cloud, one was a red cloud, and one was a black cloud. They said, this white cloud got no water in it, it is empty. It's just an empty gas cloud. There is nothing in it. The red cloud has got very little water. The black cloud is loaded with water. And our dams are empty. Our rivers are not flowing. This cloud will give us enough. So they said, we want this cloud. So Allah Ta'ala sent that cloud. And when it went there, but it was filled with the azab of Allah Ta'ala. It wasn't filled with water for them. Therefore, whenever the signs of rain come, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, make it a source of goodness, which we also should do. The signs of rain come, we see the clouds coming, we see the wind is blowing, and the first drops of rain start falling. Don't just become happy, make dua, Ya Allah, it mustn't be azab. How many times we think it's a rain and it's a hailstorm, it's a hurricane, it destroys so many things. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to make dua, we also should make dua. Anyway, they were confident and they became too happy that now Allah's rahmat is coming. And we pushed the Nabi one side, we didn't need him, but Allah sent this azab. And that sab'a layaliyum wa thamaniyata ayyam, 7 nights and 8 days, that wind, that typhoon blew such a way, and they only saw the ruins of their houses, their gardens, their beautiful places which they had prepared, everything was destroyed. Their houses also were not just houses, they were ruins that were left behind. The roofs were blown away, and just the walls stood, broken walls, etc. So this is what happened. So like that, the Haji also is going for Hajj. He mustn't go and get involved there in the marketplaces, in the shopping malls, in the restaurants. Today those things unfortunately have become the objectives. which hotel, the more higher grade hotel you stay in, the more which restaurants you go to, and we even advise one another, make sure you go and eat at that restaurant, you must go and eat at that hotel, etc. These are not the objectives. So those who prepare, then he goes, and what does he find there? Fihi ayatum bayyinat, clear signs, ayat, many signs of Allah Ta'ala. Bayyinat, open and clear. A person's iman, which was murithi, which he had inherited from his parents, he was born in a Muslim home, or which was zahiri, we became accepted Islam and he became a Muslim, but it hasn't, Islam didn't enter. فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, that person whose heart Allah opens up for Islam, his heart opens up. فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّي, Allah puts the nur of iman into that heart. So it isn't just sufficient to have accepted Islam, though you will get entry into Jannah for that if we die with that iman. May Allah bless us all with mort on iman. But a person who got the reality of iman in his heart, what is the condition of that person? So this person, if you went for Hajj in the proper sense, then your heart will open up for Islam. You will see all that ayatum bayyinat and all those clear signs, like people go to your museum and then they see, oh, this is how our country was 100 years ago. This was how our leaders had sacrificed. This were the wars they had waged and how they battled, and then they got independence from a nation that was ruling over them. All those things, you become a more strong citizen. Just like that, if you go for Hajj, it is also the museum of Allah Ta'ala, in which the great signs of deen are kept. And if you take a lesson from that, if you learn the history and you take lesson, your whole imani condition, your Islamic condition will change. فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ, amongst them Allah says, مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Today مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ is just that glass casing for the most of the hajjis, and we just touch it for some barakat. What is مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ? مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, and the government, the arrangement is made, the amount of itar that is put on that glass casing, the best of itar is put all the time on Hajar Aswad, on the مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, but that aren't the real respects of مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. That isn't even مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, that's the casing of مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Nobody sees what is inside. Inside are a piece of rock, on which are the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That is Maqam Ibrahim. That rock which is inside, a grey, dark colour rock, but the footprint of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the lesson, if we had prepared for Hajj, and our historical facts we had, that when Ibrahim, if we see the Kaaba Sharif today, the height of insan, qad insani, how high human being, how high is the Kaaba Sharif? Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't have scaffolding, he didn't have a lift to lift him up to build the Kaaba. This Maqam Ibrahim, this rock Allah had put, this is that miracle you see, that he stood on it and it raised him up to the level he wanted to go. And he placed the rock, the stone, in its place. And then when he had to come down, it would come down again. Automatic hoist, automatic lift Allah Ta'ala had given to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then you see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Your iman becomes strong. That I don't really need, though we use asbab, we use means, but iman must be that Allah can do without the means also. How did Allah grant Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? He had no hoist, he had no lift, but how Allah had granted him, and how in those days, roughly about 8,000 years ago, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba Sharif. How did he build it? And a building that is standing till today. Perhaps in the world there is another building that's standing for 8,000 years. Hey, the Kaaba Sharif, a perfect building. And then a person sees further, Zamzam is there. What a qudrat, what ayatum bayyinat, Zamzam, how much? The well of Zamzam is not more than 2 square meters, or just round about there. But the water it's supplying to the whole world. Water goes to Medina Sharif. Saudi Airlines takes water worth and gives out in all the countries of the world. The government of Saudi makes arrangements for Zamzam water to be distributed in the world. Yet today, generally, in the whole world, people are making iftari with Zamzam water. How many people are making iftari with pure Zamzam water? Not just a little bit added to the other water. What is, and that water is not getting finished. And it's just increasing all the time it is there. So maqa fihi ayatun bayyinat. So Hajj is a great ibadat Allah has blessed the ummah with. We should appreciate, prepare for it in every way. And the day our call is made, be ready for it. And then go for Hajj and get the full benefits of Hajj. May Allah bless us all with these realities. Wa akhiru da'wana.